find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people in Wisconsin are working than ever before. Terry Bell reports.
3,6900 people in Wisconsin were working for a paycheck in June, and that doesn't include people working on farms. The Department of Workforce Development says that's nearly 53,000 more than a year ago and 6,900 more than May of this year. The DWD says the labor force grew by more than 14,000 people and employment went up by 10,700. Early estimates put Wisconsin's unemployment rate for June at 2.5%. Wisconsin hit a record low unemployment rate of 2.4% in April and May. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Plans for a controversial power line through southwest Wisconsin are back on. A federal appeals court is reversing a lower court decision that stopped work on the Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line from Dubuque to Middleton. The three-judge panel in Chicago says it's premature to order a halt to the line before the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service weighs in. The line is nearly finished, but disputes over the line going through a federal fish and wildlife refuge along the Mississippi River were holding it up. The chair and vice chair of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission are resigning today. Stuart J. Waddles with more.
Ed Falone and Amanda Avalos say it's in protest of a new state law that strips the commission of much of its authority. The body was created to provide civilian oversight of the police and fire departments. Their resignations will leave the 9-member board with only 6 members. Another member quit earlier this month to take a job out of state. Members of the Milwaukee Common Council are considering suing the state legislature over new restrictions on local government. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Election workers say they want more and better safeguards by the time people start voting next year. Julie Wise is an election official in Washington State. She says her office is coordinating with the Department of Homeland Security and coming up with communication plans to fight misinformation.
That means to safeguard our election staff, to protect our voters, and to make sure that we get out the correct, accurate information to combat misinformation, which we know takes people away from using their voices and turning out in elections.
The U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee is proposing $75 million for election funding in 2024, but Wise and her colleagues are asking for at least $400 million. Unused federal COVID-19 pandemic relief funds will be directed towards the childcare industry in Wisconsin. Around $13 million will be directed to childcare accounts between now and the end of the year after a request by Governor Evers. The Joint Finance Committee approved the request but did not extend funding for the program into the next 2-year budget. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The city of Eau Claire is asking for a lawsuit filed against it to be dismissed. The town of Washington sued the city over its proposed annexation of a chunk of land near County Highway II. This is the second lawsuit filed in the land dispute. The first one, filed last year, was ruled in favor of the township, which overturned the city's annexation of the land. The city intends to develop the area for dozens of new homes. Country Jam continues today north of Eau Claire. The festival is at its new digs off of County Highway T after moving from its old home west of Eau Claire in the town of Union. Nearly 24 shuttle pickup locations will be operated around the Chippewa Valley, which is what event organizers say is the best way to get in and out this week. Lee Bryce and Tim McGraw will headline the next two nights. If you're still looking for tickets, you can find them online on the Country Jam website or at the gate. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Atlanta Braves, the team with the best record in baseball, are back in Milwaukee tonight to face the Brewers, game time 7-10. Freddy Peralta facing Atlanta's Mike Soroka. The Brewers winning 5 of their last 6 after a 4-0 shutout against the Phillies yesterday, thanks to a strong 8-inning showing by starter Corbin Burns. Craig Counsell.
Look, we had a really good road trip, and when you have a good road trip, you know, lots of people did good things, so you know, throughout the road trip, Andrew Monasterio, I thought, had a great series here in Philadelphia, offensively, on base a ton. So we have a lot of guys playing well, and that's what leads to a lot of wins.
Christian Yelich with a 3-run home run yesterday in Philly talked about this homestand against the Braves this weekend, followed by the Cincinnati Reds after the road trip coming out of the All-Star break.
Yeah, we played a couple good teams to open up the second half, and we're going home and playing 2 more good teams and back on the road to play good teams. So we got a tough stretch coming up here. We need to play well, and I think we will.
The Brewers now with a 2.5-game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. NFL, after 24 years, Daniel Snyder no longer owns the Washington Commanders, the league fining him $60 million for mismanagement of the team. They also approved the sale of the Commanders to a group of investors led by 76ers owner Josh Harris for over $6 billion.
This is a new era for Washington football. You know, I feel I'm going to have a lot of sleepless nights. I know that it's on me now to deliver for the city of Washington.
Packers opening training camp next week. The shareholders meeting is on Monday. The New York Jets opened their training camp yesterday. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers using GPS to find his way to the address of One Jets Drive in Florham Park, New Jersey.
19 years in, been a lot of training camps. All of them been at 1265 Lombardi, but showing up at One Jets Drive was a little bit different. Obviously, there was a lot more cameras with Hard Knocks being here, but yeah, it's exciting.
That's Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Welcome in, everybody. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock now on this Friday morning. Time for the Stu Daniels Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope your day is going well so far. It is Friday, the 21st day of July. And outside today, going to be a pretty nice summer day. La Crosse, Eau Claire, even Hayward and Richland Center, everybody looking for mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s. And some areas do have a very, very slight chance of a pop-up shower, but they say it's only about a 20% chance, and it's only in a few places around the state. So chances are just about everybody's going to remain dry and in the sunshine today. Hey, in sports, yeah, the Brewers came through yesterday, beating the Phillies 4-0, taking two of the three games in that series. And the Reds also won yesterday, so the Brewers remain 2.5 games ahead of Cincinnati. And the Brewers come back home tonight to start a three-game series with the team sporting the best record in MLB, the Atlanta Braves. Should be a good series. And taking a look at the headlines today, beware if you live near a giant factory farm. Two lobbying groups that represent Wisconsin's largest dairy farms want to end regulations that prevent water pollution. Yeah, why would you want to have regulations that prevent water pollution from these giant factory farms? Also, good news for stargazers. There will be two supermoons during the month of August. Got that to look forward to. Bad news for low-income people who want health insurance. Only about 30% of Wisconsinites up for Medicaid renewal were able to keep their health insurance in the first batch of people who applied for the renewal. And good news for parents and child care providers. The unused pandemic relief funds will go to Wisconsin's child care industry. And let's see, we do have some breaking news here that I want to tell you about. This just came across. And it looks like Tony Bennett has passed away. Tony Bennett, 96 years old. The headline here from Rolling Stone magazine says, Tony Bennett, beloved standards crooner who bridged generations, dead at 96. One of music's last standards bearer found a new generation of fans later in his career. This is by David Brown of Rolling Stone. He said, Tony Bennett, the affable pre-rock standards crooner who came to be newly appreciated and beloved by everyone from the grunge generation to Lady Gaga, died on Friday. That's today. He was 96 years old. Bennett's publicist, Sylvia Weiner, confirmed the singer's death to the Associated Press. The cause of death was not specified, but in 2016, Bennett was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and began experiencing memory loss, one of the leading symptoms of the disease, which has no known cure. Bennett's condition, though, was not announced publicly until early in 2021. With his slightly grainy baritone, avuncular demeanor, and recognizable aquiline nose, Bennett became one of the country's most popular crooners in the years immediately after Frank Sinatra's early success. He took on both the Great American Songbook standards alongside tracks by everyone from Hank Williams to the Beatles. And along the way, he helped bring jazz into the mainstream via collaborations with the likes of Count Basie. His trademark song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, was later included in the Grammy Hall of Fame. And speaking of Grammys, Bennett won 18 Grammy Awards over his remarkable 8-decade career, most notably Album of the Year for his 1994 MTV Unplugged that featured collaborations with Elvis Costello and Katie Lang. He also won a Grammy for Cheek to Cheek, his 2014 year collaboration with Lady Gaga, and the industry-wide respect he commanded was evidenced by his 2006 Duets, an American Classic album, which paired Bennett with Paul McCartney, Elton John, the Dixie Chicks, Sting, Bono, John Legend, Billy Joel, among others. Quote, they call it unplugged, but I've been acoustical for years, you know, Bennett told Rolling Stone in 1995. The young people are a lot different than the older audience. They're really with it. They really know what's happening. What I love about it is that this kind of mass adulation from the young audience happened to me a long time ago, but I didn't know how to handle it. End quote. Yet despite his easygoing, kind uncle persona, Bennett experienced his share of turmoil, and he rarely adhered to the image of Vegas entertainers who were often presumed to be musically and politically conservative. While serving in the U.S. Army, he encountered racial prejudice and saw for himself the horrors of concentration camps. He later became a champion of social injustice, taking part in the 1965 Selma March with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He overcame a cocaine addiction that almost killed him and had an experimental streak that almost killed his career in the 1970s. He was born Anthony Dominic Benedetto in Queens, New York, August 3rd of 1926. Bennett attended the High School of Industrial Arts in New York, and to help support his family during the Depression, he dropped out of school and began working, eventually landing a job as a singing waiter. Drafted into the U.S. Army in 1944, the later period of World War II, he found himself digging foxholes and dodging German bullets. Quote, sometimes we'd hear Germans whispering to each other, he wrote in his 2016 memoir, Just Getting Started, co-written with Scott Simon. Quote, I'm sure they could hear us too. We just wanted to make it through the night alive. We'd wake up when those huge, loud shells went off and listen for screams. End quote. His battalion helped liberate a concentration camp near the infamous one in Dachau, Germany. And we're talking about Tony Bennett. If you're just tuning in, he passed away today at the age of 96. There's a little bit more in this article from Rolling Stone. It says, in the Army, he also had his first troubling encounter with prejudice. Separate dining quarters for black and white soldiers. After eating dinner with a fellow soldier, a black friend from high school, Bennett was demoted from corporal to private and reassigned to a lower position. Quote,
This was another unbelievable example of the degree of prejudice that was so widespread in the Army during World War II, he wrote in an earlier memoir called The Good Life. Initially singing in an Army band, Bennett continued that interest after the war, using funds from the GI Bill to study at the American Theater Wing in New York. To downplay his Italian heritage, another result of his Army experience, he renamed himself Joe Barry. That's spelled B-A-R-I. And he began singing in New York clubs. He landed a major break when he opened for singer and actress Pearl Bailey at a Greenwich Village club in the early 1950s. Bob Hope, then one of the country's biggest and most mainstream entertainers, saw Tony Bennett there and invited him to open one of Hope's shows. Bob Hope made another major impact on Tony Bennett's life, telling him he should drop Joe Barry and instead go with Tony Bennett, derived from his real name. And soon after, Bennett signed with Columbia Records and released his first single, Because of You, in 1951. And he covered Williams' Cold, Cold Heart, that's Hank Williams' Cold, Cold Heart, and had top 20 pop hits with Can You Find It in Your Heart in 1956, which matched his baritone with a touch of big band swagger, and the more lighthearted In the Middle of an Island in 1957. But Tony Bennett, who developed a singing style based on imitating jazz instruments rather than other singers, also had a deep love of jazz, resulting in two albums with Count Basie in 1959. His most celebrated song, The Yearning, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, written by George Corey and Douglas Cross, was originally the B-side of a single called Once Upon a Time, but the flip side clicked, resulting in a top 20 hit in 1962. The line, My Love Waits There in San Francisco, is songwriting brilliance, Bennett wrote in Just Getting Started. It touches your heart. Is it an old love you left behind, or a new love you hope to find? Long a champion of civil rights, especially after his Army incident, Bennett participated in the Selma March after his friend Harry Belafonte invited him. Bennett later admitted that he was unsure at first. I said, I'm walking away from all this, Bennett recalled in 2013. But then Harry Belafonte told me what went down, what was going down, how some blacks were burned, had gasoline thrown on them, and they were burned. When I heard that, I said, I'll go with you. I just realized that this is insanity. Tony Bennett, passing away today at the age of 96, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated storm with a low around 59. For Saturday, scattered storms, otherwise sunshine and a high near 84. On Sunday, sunny and a high of 86.
Right now, it's 62.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco.
What a voice, huh? Tony Bennett, passing away today at the age of 96, singing popular music for over 70 years. Man, what a career, what a life. And anyway, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. As we work our way through this 8 o'clock hour, we got 24 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. It's 63 degrees in La Crosse and 58 degrees up in Hayward. And today we're going to be discussing several different topics. I want to ask my producer, Aaron. Hey, Aaron, do you know what a CAFO is? You ever heard of a CAFO? And I'm not talking about the thing you put on a guitar to change the chords. I'm talking about a CAFO, C-A-F-O.
I don't think so.
Let me tell you what that is, because this is you're going to want to know for this next story. A CAFO is a concentrated animal feeding operation. So, in other words, it's a factory farm with over 1,000 cows or pigs, whatever the case may be. But keep in mind, when you have a concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, you're also going to have a concentrated animal waste operation, right? What goes in must come out. So if you got over 1,000 animals at a factory farm, it's going to be a lot of animal waste to deal with. And if that's not dealt with properly, could get into the water system, right? And if you live nearby one of these giant factory farms, you should be concerned about what's going on at the factory farm to make sure all that animal waste doesn't get into the water system, especially since most of the people who live near factory farms are going to have well systems for their water. All right. Well, now, what do you think the dairy industry in Wisconsin wants to do? And you think they want to add more regulations to the factory farms? No. They want to take away the regulations of the factory farms so that the factory farms can do whatever they want to. This is the headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin dairy groups sue the Department of Natural Resources seeking less regulation for CAFOs. The subheadline says two dairy groups linked to large CAFOs are seeking to get rid of state regulations for family farms, or I should say for factory farms. All right. And my guess is they want to keep the regulations for the family farms, but they want to get rid of the regulations for these giant factory farms with over 1,000 animals. Advocates for Wisconsin's largest dairies want less regulation for CAFOs. Environmental groups call it a really big threat. This was posted 3 hours ago, Dateline Madison. It says two lobbying groups that represent Wisconsin's largest dairy farms are seeking to essentially end regulations that preemptively combat water pollution stemming from commercial farms, with a new lawsuit filed earlier this summer. In the lawsuit against the Department of Natural Resources, the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative are arguing that the agency doesn't have the authority to require large farm operations to obtain water discharge permits before pollution occurs. The groups are being represented by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business lobby. Going to get to a little bit more of this story after the break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. If you want to join us on the phone, the phone number is 715-388-7155.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News special report, a masterful stylist of American musical standards, is gone. His rep confirms to CBS News 20-time Grammy winner Tony Bennett has died at the age of 96. Correspondent Steve Kathan.
Starting with his first hit back in 1951.
Because of you.
Bennett showed himself to be a master of jazz, ballads, and American standards. He'd call the 50s the best era ever for American songs, but his refusal to alter his style left him unfashionably out of style in the era of rock and roll. It would take many years, but eventually he'd reconnect with a younger audience.
Now you know, guys, this is MTV.
That's why the lady is a trap.
Then, 2010, his collaborations with artists like Lady Gaga earned him a new generation of fans.
Tony Bennett, dead at the age of 96. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rod.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options from financial
advice. For 105.7 CFW and the TAP FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The city of Eau Claire is asking for a lawsuit filed against it to be dismissed. The town of Washington sued the city over its proposed annexation of a chunk of land near County Highway II. This is the second lawsuit filed in the land dispute. The first one, filed last year, was ruled in favor of the township, which overturned the city's annexation of the land. The city intends to develop the area for dozens of new homes. Country Jam continues today north of Eau Claire. The festival is at its new digs off of County Highway T after moving from its old home west of Eau Claire in the town of Union. Nearly two dozen shuttle pickup locations will be operated around the Chippewa Valley, which is what event organizers say is the best way to get in and out this week. Lee Bryce and Tim McGraw will headline the next two nights. If you're still looking for tickets, you can find them online on the Country Jam website or at the gate. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perfect.
great on a Friday morning, huh? It's the Allman Brothers Band, Dickie Betts and the Allman Brothers Band doing Blue Sky. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8:36 right now. And just before the break, we were discussing the CAFOs in Wisconsin, concentrated animal feeding operation. And as I mentioned, when you have a concentrated animal feeding operation, you also have a concentrated animal waste operation. And I would guess that anybody living near one of these factory farms with over 1,000 animals would want tight regulations on how waste is taken care of on that factory farm. And there are regulations now, but two big Wisconsin dairy groups, I should say dairy lobbying groups, want to end the regulations. Now, how would you feel if you live next door to one of these giant factory farms and find out that the regulations that were keeping your water clean may now be pulled back? The headline from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says advocates for Wisconsin's largest dairies want less regulation for CAFOs. These giant factory farms and environmental groups are calling it a really big threat. Right before the break, I mentioned that these groups, the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative, they filed a lawsuit to try to get these regulations pulled back. And these groups are being represented by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business lobby. This story goes on and says the discharge permits are among some of the only regulatory guides in Wisconsin for concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, farms that have 1,000 or more animal units. The permits require farms have plans on how to store and get rid of the massive amounts of manure produced by the animals. In this complaint that the dairy groups filed, they argue that obtaining a Wisconsin pollutant discharge elimination system permit is a time-consuming and costly burden for farms. And I'm thinking, if they have over 1,000 animals, then they can probably afford to come up with the dough for getting this permit. Farms must apply for the permit a year prior to becoming a CAFO, detailing in the application their manure storage and wastewater treatment facilities, the types of outdoor animal lots, feed storage areas, and runoff control systems. The process also includes a hearing in which members of the public can comment. The complaint points to two federal court rulings that found that under the Clean Water Act, CAFOs could not be required by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to get a permit before pollution happens. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce filed the suit in May in Calumet County. And then earlier this month, the DNR submitted a response denying the allegations in the complaint and asking for it to be dismissed. Kim Bremer, executive director of Venture Dairy Cooperative, said discharging pollutants into the water will still be illegal if the lawsuit succeeds, and that many farms may still choose to be permitted, even if it's no longer required, to avoid the penalties associated with a spill that happens without a permit. The Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce did not respond to a request for comment. Quote, "The warnings from some anti-farming activists that the sky will fall if we succeed in our legal challenge are completely without merit," Bremer said. The suit aims to erase the presumption that CAFOs are guilty of discharging pollutants and get rid of economic burdens to farmers, quote, "at no cost to the environment," she said. But environmental groups disagree. Sarah Walling, Water and Agriculture Program Director at the nonprofit Clean Wisconsin, said the work that goes into applying for the permit is the cost of doing business. Quote, We see this lawsuit as a really big threat to our ability to protect the state's water resources, Walling said. The sheer volume of manure that is produced and stored really necessitates the permit process to ensure their waste is being properly managed. End quote. The permit is more than a piece of paper, she said. It's a chance for farms to assure their neighbors that they're in line with state requirements to protect nearby waters. There's nothing more important than clean water. And that was my editorial piece there. That's me saying that. I'll get back to the story. The story says the suit is out of step with the state's history of caring about water quality issues, said Tony Wilkin Gilbert, executive director of Midwest Environmental Advocates, an environmental law firm. Wisconsin law has always gone further than federal standards, he said, which set the bare minimum. The complaint effectively asserts that CAFOs should be allowed to regulate themselves, Wilkin Garbart said. Let me get that pronunciation right. Maybe it's more like Wilkin Gibart. I'll go with that for now. And the track record shows they can't be trusted, like most big businesses. Bill Davis, a legal analyst for the River Alliance of Wisconsin, said more and more issues are being seen with nutrient pollution, which is not sustainable. Quote, it is always cheaper to prevent pollution than to clean it up. This lawsuit is asking to undo a system that has served the state for more than 40 years, Davis said. Not regulating CAFOs, these giant factory farms, would lead to greater pollution, with that cost now borne by the public rather than CAFO owners. That's not right or fair. Permits are not something that responsible farmers should be worried about. And it says here that WMC, part of other lawsuits seeking to limit DNR authority. The CAFO lawsuit isn't the first that WMC, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC, has been involved in against the DNR. It's currently with three other lawsuits against the DNR targeting the agency's ability to require businesses to clean up contamination or even test for contamination. Last year, in a separate case in Jefferson County, a judge said the DNR could continue to sample for PFAs for informational purposes, but enforcement couldn't be taken against polluters or property owners without PFA standards in place. He also ruled that any sampling results should be considered public record and therefore subject to records requests. The case dismissed this week by the appeals court because standards went into effect for PFAs last summer, therefore allowing the DNR to more widely sample for the compounds. In another case, a Waukesha County judge ruled in favor of WMC and an Economowoc dry cleaning business, determining that the DNR could not require the cleanup of toxic forever chemicals because they were not specifically listed as hazardous substances and did not have specific numerical levels to trigger a cleanup. The decision was appealed and is currently awaiting judicial assignment. The ruling negates that authority to require cleanup of a spill by the entity that caused the pollution unless the state has already engaged in rulemaking for the contaminant. Earlier this summer, in a third case filed by WMC, the organization is representing business owners who told the cleanup petroleum who evidently were told to clean up petroleum contamination on their property before they could sell. The owners argued that they shouldn't be required to clean up the contamination because they did not cause it. That case is waiting to be taken up by a judge in Jefferson County where it was filed. WMC, Venture Dairy, and the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance also were involved in a threatening letter sent in 2020 to Polk County board members who were considering a CAFO moratorium for that county. The groups said the supervisors could face charges of misconduct in office if they passed the moratorium, trying to get rid of the CAFOs, resulting in a number of members backing down from passing the ordinance. So it sounds like these factory farms and the WMC are pretty powerful. And it sounds like if you live next door or nearby one of these factory farms, or even downstream from a factory farm, sounds like you want to start looking into this, and it might be something that you want to get involved in. I would, if I live next door to one of these giant factory farms. We've got 8:46 and a half right now. I'm going to take a quick break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
One morning I woke up and I knew it all. A new day, a new way, and new eyes for all. Lord, the way of the mind kept on. The sky sun, he come, the world's open up. Rejoice, rejoice, we have no choice but to carry on.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy and isolated storm with a low around 59. For Saturday, scattered storms, otherwise sunshine and a high near 84. On Sunday, sunny and a high of 86.
It's 64 at our studios.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be. Something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be, someday it's going to come. Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling. something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Ride on the peace train. Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train. Your good friends too, cause it's getting nearer, and soon we'll be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Yes, all aboard. All aboard the peace train. Cat Stevens on a Friday morning. That guy is celebrating his 75th birthday today. Born on this date in 1948. And if you weren't around back in the 1970s, let me tell you that Cat Stevens was all over the radio. He had so many great songs back in the 70s. Just one after another for several years, from like 1972 to 1977. And then he gave it all up. He gave it all up, said he's retiring from the music business, and in fact did for a few decades before coming back not that long ago. But Cat Stevens, 75 years old today. Happy birthday, brother. Hey, the next story I wanted to get to here on this Friday morning, and by the way, I should mention that it is 64 degrees right now in Eau Claire and 63 degrees in Richland Center. And if you have any comments on what we've been discussing this morning, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And you can also send me an email message at stewmanradio@gmail.com. And Stu is spelled S-T-U. Hey, the next story I wanted to get to here was about the super moons. You know, these super moons, the giant moons that we see in the summertime? Well, next month in August, we'll have two opportunities to see these super moons as long as the skies aren't filled with clouds. And this summer has been a pretty unique summer for sky gazing. And obviously, with all of the wildfires up in Canada, the moon has taken on some strange colors, and even the sun has looked pretty weird sometimes with all the smoke in the air. But next month in August, you'll have two chances to see super moons. And here is what you need to know, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They're saying that the first super moon of the season already graced the night sky on July 3rd, the same night as many people saw fireworks around our state. But there are three more super moons still to come this year. The next three will rise on August 1st, August 30th, and September 29th. And if we have a super moon rising on August 1st and another one on August 30th, obviously that second one will be a blue moon. And that is the first one in over 2 years. So you may be saying, what is a supermoon? Well, according to NASA, a supermoon happens when a full moon occurs at the same time the moon's orbit is closest to the Earth. The moon orbits the Earth in an ovular shape called an ellipse, meaning sometimes the moon is closer and sometimes the moon is farther away from Earth. The farthest point on the ellipse, called the apogee, is about 253,000 miles from Earth on average. Meanwhile, the closest point on the ellipse is, that's called the perigee, is an average distance of about 226,000 miles from Earth. So you can see that's, what, 27,000 miles difference? So a perigee in full moon appears slightly larger and brighter than a typical or apogee in full moon. Okay, so the perigean full moon, larger and brighter. According to NASA, the closest perigean full moon appears about 17% bigger and about 30% brighter than the farthest apogean moon. Supermoons only happen 3 to 4 times a year and always appear consecutively, NASA said. This year's brightest supermoon is the August 30th moon. So what is a blue moon? Well, the blue moon might be better known as an ice cream flavor or a beer here in Wisconsin, but it's also a term for a month's second full moon when two full moons occur in one calendar month. And no, a blue moon isn't actually blue. Typically, full moons occur once a month or every 29 days. But because most months have 30 or 31 days, every 2.5 years or so, a blue moon occurs. And according to space.com, the most recent blue moon was August 22nd of 2021. So after this year's August 30th blue moon, we will not see another blue moon again until May 31st of 2026. So when's the best time to view the moon? According to Forbes, the best time to view a supermoon, or any full moon for that matter, is at moonrise or at moonset, when the moon is closest to the horizon. It's also helpful to view from a location with minimal light pollution. So there you go. Two more supermoons in August, and then another one after that. So August 1st, August 30th, and September 29th. Mark your calendars. And hopefully the skies will be clear. We got 8:58 right now. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land. Oh, if I ever lose my hands away, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen.